Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Monday the 4th of March, and as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear on this free podcast, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can, of course, sign up for a free two-week trial on marcustoday.com.au. We'd love to have you on board. As I say, we've got a great Facebook discussion group. We've got fantastic ideas in the newsletter, three emails every day. What more can a man or woman ask for out of a financial newsletter helping you build your wealth? So, love to hear from you. All right, well, that's the advert over with. Today, we closed down 9.8 points or 0.13%, 7,735.8. Getting a little ahead of myself there. We did open at 7,739.7. We had a high of 7,769.1 and a low of 7,726.4. We did push towards our all-time high again today, but failed to hold it. The Tokyo market, the Nikkei 225, went above 40,000 for the first day ever, first time ever. We do have US futures showing a little bit of weakness heading into the day today, and we did have some data out as well, and it's Monday, of course. So what Monday would not be complete without a bid? And of course, we did get one acquisition or potential acquisition with a non-binding indicative offer, the NBIO, from J Power, not J Powell, J Power, which is a Japanese energy company, bidding for Genex, a local renewables energy company. So that was an interesting one today. Genex had a big run, around 34% higher. As far as the market goes, though, it was, I guess, the best of times, the worst of times. To quote Mr. Dickens, CBA up 0.7, Westpac up 1%, but the worst of times were the big iron ore miners, which stumbled and staggered and got stuffed. BHP down 1.5%, Rio down 1.2%, and Fortescue down 3.2%. Not good news for the big miners. Financials generally were okay-ish. ASX up 0.6, Medibank Public were up 0.5%. Interestingly, Macquarie fell 0.8%. There was some interesting news from Macquarie as well. They have had a bit of a stoush with a Swiss investment bank about the valuation of one of their unlisted private assets and the valuation thereof. And also in interesting news, their former rainmaker, the very well-paid and highly regarded star trader Nick O'Kane, has agreed terms to join Swiss House Mercuria. So, big boost for Mercuria. I believe Nick is moving to Dubai. So, there you go. There is life after Macquarie. He's made $58 million, I think, paid last year. Clearly, there is more to be made and more impact to be made for Nick. So, anyway, Macquarie down 0.8%. As far as REITs go, cracking day for REITs. Goodman Group up 2.3%. Senna Group continuing to push higher, up 1.9%, Stockland up 0.7%, GPT up 1.2%. It's all happening in the REITs, which are normally a pretty dull and boring sector, but not today. In fact, not generally. Healthcare, a little bit defensive, has been sold off. CSL down 1%. ResMed holding its end up 0.9%. Sonic down 2% there. And the industrials generally a bit, you know what? It was a bit dull today. Woolies down 0.9%. West Farmers down 0.2%. Coles down 0.3%, Qantas down 1.6% as well. Tech doing okay. WiseTech up 1.4% and Xero up 0.4%. They had a lot of broker upgrades today for Xero, it seems. Everybody's fallen back in love with Xero. So they're off and running. The Alltech Index was up around, it was not an awful lot actually, up 0.3% for the Alltech Index. All right, as far as resources go, well, we did start out, unfortunately, we couldn't hold it, but the lithium stocks were looking quite good at one stage. Pilbara managing a 0.7% rise, but mineral resources catching that iron ore downward draft, down 2.1%. Lynas still looking okay, up 2.1%. The gold sector, bullion prices roaring ahead at the moment. I don't know how long it'll last, but Northern Star up 6%. Newmont, which probably has been left behind up 0.6%. Evolution up 4.4%. Oil and gas, a bit mixed. Woodside continuing to stumble around in the dark, down 1.1%. Santos up 0.8%. In corporate news today, we did see that NBIO from J Power for GNX, for Genex. Dow, down at EDI, of course, the big infrastructure builder. They were down 1.2% on an update there on a class action that they're facing. Satire, which had been a market darling, big time darling, got a bit minted today as Dean Mintz sold down 7.2% of his stake. He's got just over 30% left, but he did sell 27 million shares at $4.63. Stock closing at $4.54, down 6% there. Economic news, we did have building approvals out today. We also had an unexpected slip in business activity indicators as well. So that is something to bear in mind. We got the GDP numbers on Wednesday. Asian markets, we saw Japan hit a high. All eyes pregnant, we are pregnant with news coming out of China in terms of growth forecasts, etc., from the Congress, the People's Congress, where we should get a bit of an update. A lot of people hoping for bazooka stimulus, don't think it's going to happen, but certainly there are a few hopes about stimulatory moves by the government and the authorities for the Chinese economy. All right, as far as other news go, Bitcoin doing very well, hitting 64,000 US, and there are plans for an ASX ETF on Bitcoin. How much fun is that going to be? All right, winners and losers today. In the winner's corner today, let's run through them. Well, BrainChip has chip in its name. 34 million shares traded, 14.5% higher, 43.5 cents. It is quite volatile. I'm sure Hot Copper's going off like a frog in a sock on the back of that. Well, West Gold up 12.8%, 4 million shares traded. West African Resources in the gold sector as well, 7.8% higher, 4 million shares. Genesis, 7.6% higher. In the beginning was the word, 5 million shares traded. 360, Life 360, that just keeps on trucking. 7.5% up, 4 million shares, one of the biggest volumes of the day. Nearly 50 million bucks worth. Lotus Resources, LOT, in the uranium space, looking okay today, up 7.3%. We did have a little bit of a bounce in the uranium space. The likes of Deep Yellow were a bit deep green today, up 4.8% as well. So that was good. It was uranium in, and at one stage lithium in as well, but then lithium tailed off and uranium kept the faith. Zip Money or Zipco, 6.4% higher, 19 million shares traded today. I've gone through my price target of a dollar, well and truly, 107.5, nearly a three bagger since we recommended them back at the beginning of December. Gold Road up 6.7%. In the loser's corner, in the naughty corner, on the naughty step today, Patriot Battery Metals, which had been on a bit of a run, are down 10%. 7 million shares traded today. Mount Gibson iron ore stock, 7.9% down, 3 million shares. Phineas Fogg's, Phineas Corp, FCL, down nearly 7%, only 105,000 shares traded. It's very thinly traded. And Satire, 6% down, 4 million shares. Tyro came back to earth with a bit of a thud today. They were good all last week, down 6%, 4 million shares. And Meyer down 5.7%. on 2 million shares. So there were some big moves to the downside in places, but the volumes weren't exactly huge. Positive sectors today, let's run through them. Well, it was the banks, it was the REITs, it was the gold miners, and we did get the techs. In the negative space, we had iron ore belted, and healthcare also very much on the nose as well, courtesy of CSL and Sonic. The big bank basket rose to $205.05. The All Tech Index up 0.3. Gold in Aussie dollar terms, I don't know why I keep going on about Aussie dollar gold, no one seems to care, 3,191 Aussie dollars an ounce. That is quite an extraordinary price. Bitcoin higher, 63,562. It did briefly go through 64,000. 10-year yields at the moment, let's run, have a little look, 4.10 for the 10-year yield, so not an awful lot of change, 3 basis points or so easier for the yields there. In Tokyo, that's up 0.4%. China up 0.1%. Hong Kong down 0.1%. So very dull and uninteresting. The Aussie dollar 65.20. Pretty same. And we currently have NASDAQ futures up around 15 points, and we have Dow futures down around 60-odd points. If I see any further updates, I will give you a hoy. As far as movers and shakers go that we haven't talked about today, let's run through. Red 5, 6.3% higher. They are being included in one of the bigger indices, and of course they are a gold company as well. Calix had some good news. Heidelberg Cement has found a new site for the plant that Calix is piloting with Heidelberg. They were up 9.6% on the back of that news. 4DS, another memory chip player, they did well today. They were up 9.1% for 4DS. St. Barbara, blast from the past, but it is a gold company some of the time, 10.3% higher. They have found new mineralization at Piggy Put. Zip, we've talked Zip, we've talked Satire. APM, Human Services, which is currently under some sort of takeover bid. $2 is the non-binding indicative back of the envelope. We've just had lunch and I don't know what else to say. Bid at $2 was down 3% today. PAC as well, which is Pacific Group, down 6.7%, only 86,000 shares traded there. Final director's interest, not sure that was the reason it was sold off. But we did see Drone Shield as well. That one's come back to earth in a big hurry. Obviously, the battery's run out and it's returning to base. Down 10.2%. That sell-off continues. Argosy, not doing so well either in the lithium space. That was down 15.6%. Has had a goodish run. 11 million shares traded there today. And Opthea had a presentation today. OPT, they were down 5.2%. In the speculative stock of the day today, it was White Hawk, not down, but White Hawk up, 65.6%. It is a stock we have highlighted on a number of occasions in the last week as speculative stock of the day. It continues to fly higher. 74 million shares traded today. It is a day trader and punter's special. It opened at 3.6 cents. It hit a high of 5.8 with a low of 3.6 cents, closing at 5.3 cents, and it is still basking in that news that we saw on the results recently, and a lot of puff emails on that one talking about how they are got the leverage to AI. So that's certainly driving that one. All right, as far as company news goes in a little more detail, we got Boral, Seven Group, declares share offer unconditional and improves payout terms. Reliance Worldwide Corp has previously announced the acquisition of Holman Industries and completed that one. Lithium Power International, one we held in the small cap portfolio as a Harry Kane easy slot in from inside the 6-yard box on the takeover there. That takeover is going through for an investment review and the courts have agreed it. They were up 0.9% today. Genex, they got that non-binding takeover offer from J Power. Acquire all the shares at 27.5 cents. In terms of local ABS news, we did get some dwelling unit approval. Also got some interesting numbers coming out of mineral exploration. And mineral exploration by mineral type and original series. So that makes some interesting reading there in terms of what is being explored for these days. China, of course, is set to announce its 2024 growth target and outline its strategy, its cunning plan, a plan so cunning it has been to the University of Cunning, for supporting the slowing economy at the nation's most high-profile annual political gathering this week. Now, just bear in mind, tomorrow, first Tuesday of the month, there is no RBA meeting. Things have changed. We have entered the modern world, as Jonathan Richman and the Modern Lovers would say. But this is the modern world, and on the 19th of March is the next RBA meeting. It is a brave new world. Jeremy Hunt has lined up personal tax cuts, apparently, for the UK budget. And we have also seen a US funding bill blocking China from buying oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, which is, at the moment, being filled back up again
because they emptied it when the oil price was very, very high on the back of the Ukraine war. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great evening. We'll be back, of course, again tomorrow to go through this all again. And if you like what you heard today in any of our podcasts, we'd love to have you on board. MarcusToday.com.au. You can sign up for a 2-week free trial. Thanks again.